From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia ready to welcome digital nomads. Indonesian Hajj pilgrims begin arriving at Arafat Plain for Wukuf. Now the news in detail. Indonesia is ready to welcome tourists, including digital nomads who can work anywhere as long as supporting facilities exist for remote working. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, stated. He noted in an official statement on Thursday that several supporting facilities and infrastructure were available for these digital nomads, and the country also offered a lifestyle connected with nature and the local community. Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have begun arriving at the Arafat Plain east of Mecca, Saudi Arabia, to continue their Hajj ritual there ahead of Eid al-Adha. Hajj pilgrims will relocate for several days from Mecca to the Arafat Plain to perform wukuf, which is compulsory stay at the Arafat during Hajj, on July 8, which will coincide with the 9th day of Dhu al-Hijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic calendar before Eid al-Adha, which falls on the next day. Head of the Mecca Work Section of the Indonesian Hajj Organization Committee, Muhammad Hanif, stated Indonesian Hajj pilgrims will embark from Mecca to the Arafat Plain in three groups by bus. The last news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, which is encouraging the potential for developing the Sharia economy in Indonesia by accelerating the digitization of MSMEs, micro, small, and medium enterprises. Deputy for Microbusiness at the Ministry, Edi Satria, said at an online Sharia economic development event on Thursday, the government is targeting to help as many as 30 million MSMEs enter digital platforms or marketplaces by 2024. He is optimistic that the target would be achieved within a year and a half, considering that up till now, the achievement of digitizing MSMEs has been quite high. Now we continue with the international news. Brazil will not support the initiative of the G7 countries to cap prices on the imports of Russian oil, the country's foreign ministry told Sputnik on Friday. During the G7 meeting in Germany on June 28 to the 30, the leaders of the seven most economically advanced countries issued a communique saying that the oil price cap scheme could be implemented through the option, such as allowing Russian seaborne crude oil and petroleum products to be shipped worldwide only if they are purchased at or below an agreed price threshold. China and Russia have maintained normal exchanges and promoted cooperation in various fields and cast aside any interference, showing the strong resilience and strategic resolve of their relation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Thursday, China will also support all effort conducive to the peaceful resolution of the Ukraine crisis, Wang told Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in a meeting on the sidelines of a G20 summit in Bali. That's according to a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry on Friday, quoted by Reuters. Next, we have Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, which is showing no vital signs after being taken to hospital following an apparent attack at a campaign event in the Nara region, Japanese media reported. Shinzo was attacked and left bleeding at a campaign event in the Nara region on Friday. Several outlets, including Kyodo News Agency, said the ex-premier had been attacked, with both Kyodo and public broadcaster NHK reporting the sound of an apparent gunshot. The former leader was reportedly unconscious after the incident. The last news comes from G20 foreign minister head to a joint summit on Friday that will put some of the staunchest critics of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in the same room as Moscow's top diplomat in the first such meeting since the war started in February. The build-up to the gathering on the Indonesian island of Bali has been dominated by the war and its impact on the global economy, with top officials from Europe, the United States, and Australia stressing there will be no business as usual at the forum, without saying what that might entail. The Bali meeting is a prelude to the leader summit on the resort island in November that aimed to focus on the global recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Palestinian President and Hamas leader meet in Algeria. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Algeria on last Tuesday. This meeting can be regarded as a historic meeting considering the two leaders last met in Doha, Qatar in October 2016. Abbas and Haniyeh were invited by Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune to attend celebration marking the 60th anniversary of Algeria's independence from France. A photo released by the Palestinian presidential office shows Algerian President Tebboune sitting between Abbas and Haniyeh in the meeting room against the backdrop of the Algerian national flag. A Gaza-based political analyst, Hussam Al-Dajani, said President Tebboune deliberately invited Abbas and Haniyeh to bring them together. According to him, Tebboune wanted to persuade Abbas and Haniyeh to continue their dialogue. The two conflicting parties are expected to end the internal Palestinian division that has lasted about 15 years and achieve internal reconciliation. Palestinian internal problems related to Hamas and Fatah began in 2007 when Hamas forcibly took over the Gaza Strip from Fatah. Since then, the Palestinian territories have been divided into the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip and the Fatah-dominated West Bank. Until now, countries that have tried to become mediators to reconcile them have not been able to end an internal Palestinian division between Hamas and Abbas Fatah Party. Indeed, the two rivals have previously reached a series of understandings and agreements sponsored by Egypt, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, but have never been implemented. Hopefully, the history meeting in Algeria will be a good start for the reopening of dialogue between the two parties so that complete peace can be created in Palestine. Well, that was commentary. I'll start today in history with July 8, 1940, Kemayoran Airport opened. Kemayoran Airport is the first international airport in Indonesia. It was built as a commercial airport by the Dutch colonial government since 1934. The DC-3 Dakota aircraft belonging to the Dutch East Indies airline Koninklijk Nederlandse Indische Luchtvaartmaatschappij became the first aircraft to land at Kemayoran Airport. The plane flew from Cililitan Airfield, which is now Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport. At this time, many flights enter Indonesia, making Kemayoran one of the witnesses of the various important and beneficial activities for Indonesia, such as peace conferences and international agreements. With almost 50 years of service, Kemayoran Airport was completed on July 5, 1985. Over now to July 8, 1976, the launch of the first satellite in Indonesia. On July 8, 1976, the Indonesian telecommunications world made history with the launch of the first satellite. It was known as Satellite Palapa A1. The launch of the Satellite Palapa A1 was assisted by Pat LC-17A Canaveral B, United States, and the assistance of the Delta 2914 rocket. After being successfully launched, the satellite Palapa A1 succeeded in orbiting at the GEO 83BT point. The launch event was broadcast live by Indonesian television station. Indonesian President Suharto then witnessed the launch. With the successful launch of the Palapa A1 satellite, at that time Indonesia succeeded in occupying the third position in the world capable of operating a domestic satellite communication system using the GSO satellite. I'll end today in history with July 8, 2009, general elections in Indonesia. On July 8, 2009, an important event occurred in Indonesia. At that time, there was the implementation of the 2009 presidential general election. Three pairs of candidates for president and vice president, namely Megawati Prabowo, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Budiono, and Yusuf Kala Wiranto. As a result, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Budiono managed to become the number one leader in the Republic of Indonesia in one round. That was today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything. Just enjoy the ride.
Bye.
Well, fellas, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has 10 CPO export to Bos FFB. The Indonesian government will hasten the crude palm oil export to both the fresh fruit bunch or FFB at the palm among the farmers. That was stated by Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan in a statement in Jakarta. Tuesday, 5 July, as quoted by Antara. He also said that some time ago, the CPO export ban met the CPO stock abundance in Indonesia, which unfortunately made the fresh fruit bunch price slump. The 4 CPO export must be increased to optimize farmer palm absorptions. Besides, Minister Zulkifli further explained that so they export the smooth, the factories can empty their tanks. When the tanks are empty, the companies will shake the fresh fruit bunch. He also remarked that the export average has been only 60% so far. He said we'd quicken it by increasing the schemes. It previously, the domestic market obligation, or DMO, was 0.05. Now it's over 1.7. Thus, the obligation will be increased. Minister Zulkifli added that the CPO domestic market obligation changed from 1.05 to 1.07 was one of the government's way to overcome the farmers' relativity chips fresh fruit bunch. He asked that CPO processing factories to purchase the farmers' fresh fruit bunch at 1,600 rupees per kilogram. If the CPO is exported quickly, the factories will purchase more fresh fruit bunch. Minister Zulkifli added that he would hasten the tank emptying so that the companies could buy more fresh fruits. The government expects there will be a standard price at least 2,000 rupees, 2,500 rupees, or even 3,000 rupees per kilogram. That's my Indonesian.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go with, I'm not surprised. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior. Don't worry about a thing that goes passing by. Just live your life as you like, as you don't need to prove to a group of fools. No one don't hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point in feeling all the shame that's making you live in vain. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior, I'm a warrior, I'm a warrior.
Korea.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is...Widosari Tourism Village. Today we would like to let you know more about the tourism village of Widosari. It is located in the northern Menora Hills with an altitude of more or less 900 meters above sea level and a distance of 36 kilometers, or it can be reached 1 hour 15 minutes from Yogyakarta City.According to the head of the Yogyakarta Special Region Tourism Office, Singgi Raharjo, Widosari is a tourism village in the Menora Hills, which has lots of unique cultures as well as beautiful landscapes. Singgi convey the rich cultural traditions which still exist in Widosari village, including wayang kulit, jathilan dance or kuda lumping,and various types of dances typical of the local community such as Bangilun and Lengger Tapeng. Interestingly, in this village, tourists can also learn traditional dance directly with the artists. When visiting the Widosari Tourism Village,Tourists can also enjoy the coolness of a 1-hectare tea plantation located in Padukuhan Tritis. Then, to walk through the tea garden, they have been facilitated with a good path on the expanse of terraces arranged neatly with the same height in each row. Then, they can visit Rajendra Farm or Lamb Village.Lamb Village is an integrated sheep farm that provides livestock education activities, sheep and goat-based culinary, and provides complete facilities for nature lovers who want to camp or even outbound. Not less interesting, tourists can also enjoy the sunrise at Proman Peak. Proman Peak is a tourism attraction that shows natural scenery at sunrise with a large range of mountains such as Sindoro, Sumbing, Merapi, and Merbabu Mountains. Traveling to the tourism village of Widosari, please don't forget to visit the Widosari Peak. It is the highest point of a hill, namely Widosari Hill, which is a cluster of menoreh hills. The hill offers wonderful natural scenery with a large rock icon on the hill and is a famous tourism attraction. The Widosari Peak site in Widosari Village has been designated as a geoheritage of 20 geological sites in Yogyakarta by the central government since 2021. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Miss Eleni for today highlights Indonesian student wins at the American Astronautical Society Student CANSAT competition. Five Indonesian students finished third at the American Astronautical Society Student CANSAT competition. This is a prestigious international competition for aerospace satellite design, development, and launching in the U.S. Indonesian ambassador for the U.S., Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, was proud of their achievements. This showed that Indonesia can be on the same level with developed countries in the aerospace sciences, especially the satellite studies. Education and Culture Attaché at Indonesian Embassy, Washington, D.C., Poppy Rufaida explained that the CANSAT competition is annually held by American Astronautical Society, or ASS, in collaboration with State's Naval Research Laboratory, NASA Goddard, Lockheed Martin, Virginia Tech, Siemens, Praxis, Kratos, and NRV Rocketry. The competition held in June was joined by participants from the US, Argentina, Brazil, India, UK, Italy, Peru, Thailand, and Poland. The team from Indonesia, Bamantara IEPISAT, are five students of Surabaya State Electronics Polytechnics, or PENS Indonesia. CANSAT competition began from the application phase, preliminary design report, critical design report, and environmental tests. The final step, namely the launch and flight, was a tethered payload mission held at Virginia Tech's Blacksburg, Virginia. That's Miss Seleni.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegak.
Oh,
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Cangkurileung. The song, which was created by Koko Koswara in 1950, tells about a child who always depends on his father. If there is a problem, his father will calm down the child's heart by saying, "Everything will be fine." Well, here is Wild Seuss and the Couple's Company with the song entitled Cangkurileung.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang
saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua mimpi menjadi yang terbaik.
asa menghadapi cobaan.
Yakin dan percaya itulah kuncinya.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Of Indonesia.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride. Hold me, hold me, hold me closer. Don't hesitate, it's alright. Love the way you kiss my shoulder. Even though we know it ain't right. Thought you, I was right, but I know you were too, boy. Let's forget about it.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just caught up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior.
South Indonesia.
Hey kawan, pandanglah ke depan. Kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan. Kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berani menerjang. Eratkanlah, eratkanlah ia. Eo, eo, persahabatan kita. Perkuatlah, perkuatlah ia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.